evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show, Hot Number Radio News, where we have a packed program for you. I know I put it somewhere sensible when I packed it. Maybe later on someone will remind me where that is. It's a safe place. It's a safe place. And we'll have some fun. Terms and conditions apply. But meanwhile, it is on with this rubbish. And a news story as well. And all the other things that aren't rubbish, like Flossie and things like that. Anyway, we're in the all-too-cozy studio tonight. We have the ever-fragrant Norma Snockers.
Good evening.
The ever-flagrant Harry Balzac.
Oh, I can't tell you just how much I'm looking forward to this.
The ever-fractious Lou Snockers.
Where am I? This isn't the naughty step.
And in a rare treat, we have the voice of Galnet News, the august presence of the man too dignified for a comedy name, but he's not. The ever-forthcoming Commander Witherspoon.
I think you did that very well. Good evening.
I don't think anyone noticed. Anyway, that's roll call over. Let's get back into an accent I meant to have. And let's get on with the news.
Pushy pussy in premeditated opal purge.
Hudson declares state of emergency over bad actors from Hudden.
Initiative indicator is donated decal.
Refugee rescue rally recovers residents. Rebuilding resumes.
Atrus 5060 explains the AX bump from refugee dump.
Hackswing chalks up another successful week.
Waypoint wayfarers wander westward.
Find out what with Hutton Space.
And we delve into Norma's initiative.
Tonight, we have reports coming into this very radio station that the scourge of decades past, the black fat feline's indigenous population of Riort, long thought to be extinct, is in fact alive and kicking. Kicking so hard that one commander suffered a loss of epic magnitude. Having adopted Mr. Snuggles, no relation to our very own Snuggles McKeag, as a shipboard mascot, the commander, who wishes to remain anonymous, at least until he's sure that the cat can't find him again, assumed that the four-legged feline was a native Earth cat, or possible one of the Dizion black furry felines. Virtually indistinguishable from their very furry friends, the Riortian variety has taken cattishness to extremes and has led to the demise of many a space pilot. There are rumours that their IQ is somewhere over the double ton, and in fact the only thing preventing them taking over the galaxy is the lack of opposable thumbs. That, and a weakness for the catnipius caput sepa, or common catnip variety of onion head. Mr. Snuggles accompanied this unknown commander on a mining trip and was intended to bring him good luck, and on the occasional, a bit of company. In the ice rings of Skull 285 Sector CA-WB16-7. His hirsute pushy pussy had other ideas, though, and it was biding its time, right up to the point that his commander had loaded 108 tons of void opals, the galaxy's most valuable white elephant. At that point, the fast-acting through rather portly ninja hairball leaped upon the eject all button, which any sensible commander had covered with gaffer tape and a big do not touch button. The ship duly did as was told and released the voids into the void, lobbing his flight trader's manual at the shipboard assassin along with a stream of rather Anglo-Saxon expletives. He was rewarded with a torn flight suit and deep lacerations to the arms before attempting to launch whatever limpets remained in his mining vessel, which amounted to none. As the cat, now named You Bastard, had waited until just that moment. 59 tons of void opals were recovered via manual scooping, and the cat after a titanic battle, a can of spray crowd control tear gas, a taser, and a large lump hammer was ejected in the last remaining escape pod in a state of deep freeze. The commander set the beacon to hazardous, do not approach, and has set the xenozoologist team at Cannon a little note asking them to come and pick the little sod up. Commanders, please be aware that there's a jolly good reason that Alvin chases cats. You never know when you'll cross paths with a snarling pussy and realise that instead of your usual four-legged condescending bastard, you'll be in the presence of one of the fearsome fat black felines of Old Riort. Thanks to Mug, the cat hadn't found the canopy eject lever. Oh, and pray you don't ever find the blue slimy frogs, or indeed the edible poets.
President Hudson of the Federation, long-time objector to Alvin, Hutton, and indeed the Mug, has declared a Federation-wide state of emergency, citing ad actors at Hutton Orbital, and claiming that Hutton presents the Federation with clear and present danger, the form of cyber-terrorism. The long-successful Hutton Helper, now distributed to Hotbox and Hops ship systems, has recently signed up a partnership with the boffins at Cannon Interstellar, opening up a data share for the benefit of all commanders in the galaxy and part of the second layer of defence against the incoming Thargoid threat. Hudson disagrees, however, and is accusing the truckers of creating vile and insidious software designed to bring about the fall of the Federation and that you never know when Alvin will ask the truckers to take control of all ships and convert their food replicators to produce super tasty and uso meaty dog treats. Then we suggest of his usual diet of banoffee pie and deep-fried Twinkies. It's not clear what declaring a state of emergency entails in the Federation that's not already in place following the Thargoid attacks. But his systems now list Hutton as a FedCon 5 threat and have set their doomsday clocks one more minute closer to midnight. Some say that the loony is one banana short of a bunch. Others that he's off his fonking rocker and blasting off to deep space. A number of rather more astute political commentators have suggested that he's using it as a tactic to combat his impotence. Though as we understand, the Russian hookers, plastic sheeting and unsavoury choice of liquid body cleanser usually care of that for him. Either that, or they're talking about his erectile Commander Interius Fusion and his collaborator, LCU Noful Like One of Cannon Interstellar, have been at pains to remind everyone that there's nothing untoward about the Hutton Helper. The worst it might do is automatically send you a Hutton decal, if you end up as this week's top trucker. More on that later.
Commanders wishing to decorate their ships now have a new option, that of taking part in the current Interstellar initiative. The Pilots Federation has made a new Bridging the Gap decal, and if you dock one of the two megaships or at one of the new outposts, a pretty decal featuring a membership and some research will be made available. A useful device, perhaps, to be able to explain where you've been all this time when you get home.
Hutton does as Hutton does. And what Hutton does best is trucking. This week, it was live cargo in the form of refugees from the Exegus, which was set on fire the week before by Tharg after he had a tantrum of the toilet roll being the wrong way around on one undercover visit. With a system population of 150,000 souls, excluding military and service personnel, plus that poor sod in the docking control who was cowering under the desk with a pot on his head, Cannon Interstellar flagged it up as a site for an experiment in reducing the length of Tharg's incursion. Hutton and our friends at the Tinfoil Brigade of Cannon leaped into action, spearheaded by the Major General, retired, and began to stuff their Hutton luxury liners and cargo cows full to the brim with worried refugees and dropped them at a nearby rescue megaship. Commander Vantion, having shipped away 4,000 of them, switched to his rescue Spiegel, ferrying high-risk rescuees two at a time in speedruns, passing the trap at 88 seconds from the embarkation to safe deposit, closely followed by Sox, who was clocked by a tidy ton. At the end of the mission, not only were 150,000 refugees saved, we were so thorough that we managed to take them, their pets, their pot plants, a few thousand cowardly custard federal military types who ditched their uniforms and smeared themselves in shit, claiming to be members of the Alliance, a quantity of mannequins who were posing as commanders, and an undisclosed number of inflatable pleasure dolls. Cannon are delighted to announce that by removing anyone who looks like a delicious late-night snack for Tharg the Mighty and taking away anyone with an orifice that he could probe for his perverse pleasure, or maybe science, the Thargoid incursion moved on elsewhere, and the station can now begin repair operations to bring back online and rehouse the population before the four horsemen of the evacuation arrive. Cholera, starvation, a bad lingering smell, and of course, running out of lemons for the gin. LCU's final tallies for the evacuation are as follows. 64 brave commanders, an astonishing 14,055 missions, 184,691 grateful passengers, a massive 1.86 billion credits rewards. Good job, truckers. That's one in the eye for Hudson and his state of emergency.
Good evening, truckers. Adris 5060 reporting in with the latest updates from Cannon Research on the war against the Thargoids. It's been another good week for humanity, where anti-Xeno pilots from across the bubble managed to lift 5 incursions. Well done! And even saved 3 of last week's eagle-eye targets from the Bucks! Woohoo! More importantly, we have finally found a new non-combat method of lifting an incursion. As many of you know, Hot Vacation was a joint project between Hax Command and Cannon Research, where one very grumpy travel agent helped coordinate the evacuation of an entire population of Exegus by successfully evacuating all civilians. The incursion was lifted, and repairs to Slackager's hangout can now begin. The other 4 systems incursions were lifted rather quickly by AXI and its allies, with participation from our very own Hackswing, allowing combat pilots the time to defend 3 of last week's targeted systems. Unfortunately, there was not enough time to defend LDS-883, Engobe, and New Kang. We are confident that these incursions can be lifted quickly, and more time can be focused defending the Thargoid's new targets for the week. Speaking of which, Eagle Eye is reporting that the Thargoids will be targeting HIP-13173. You'll need to read that one. You'll need to read that one too. Pemepatung, HR-1257, and Kagusuchi. Keep an eye out for orders from Commander Volgo Took on where Hacks will be engaging the enemy and evacuating civilians from stations. And finally, an update from Operation Ida. Repairs continue in the bubble, with Dominic Holding being the most recent station repaired. Operation Ida is now focusing on bringing back online Fabian Terminal in Badabizist as an effort to help the Galactic Rangers recover from the extensive damage caused by the Thargoid incursion that took place over several weeks. Keep up the good work, truckers, and if you haven't already, get involved! Humanity needs the greatest hauling force in the galaxy, that's you, to help fend off the invaders. Good luck out there, truckers, for the mug!
We have a briefing from the Hackswing.
Incoming message from Hackscom.
Well done, truckers. We continue to play a successful game of Whack-a-Tharg and are keeping the caustic critters well contained. Last week, all three incursions were cleared and another three prevented in the infested systems. That means there are only three new incursions to turn back this week. We will begin combat operations in LDS 883. This is an incursion, so look for the AX conflict zones. Also, last week's Operation Hot Vacation proved that Tharg loses interest in systems if the snack tin is empty. So all you evac ship pilots, head over to Smith Reserve and ferry the evacuees to the rescue ship. With that combined effort, we should have the system cleared quickly. Once we do, move combat operations to HR-1257. That is an infestation, so you will be looking for the non-human signal sources. Lower threats, 3 and 4, will be a handful of scouts. Higher threats will be a whole mess of scouts, an interceptor, or both. If you need tips on AX combat, just shout in the Hutton Facebook or Discord, or head over to the Hackswing Facebook group. Okay, truckers, let's mount up, fight hard, ferry many, and defend the mug.
And Hackscom transmission. Defend the mug.
A small group of commanders are in the midst of an expedition that shows the true camaraderie of the Hutton spirit. Commanders Graham N. Kay, Cully, Overlight and Bam were taking part in the Distant Worlds 2 expedition, but upon reaching Beagle Point had a slight setback. Commander Overlight was just returning to his cockpit after what he called some me time, when he fell foul of someone who we can only presume was one of Don Antonacci's dastardly crew of spoilsport pirates that sent his escape pod hurtling back to Explorer's Anchorage. Overlight says he does know who it was, but he's not saying just yet. His flight companions decided not to continue with the expedition, but instead swanned around, twiddling their joysticks, whistling into their remlocks, until Overlight had covered the 20,000 light-years again to reach them. As the Distant World 2 bus was one that actually departed on time, our valiant commanders had the waypoint all to themselves and decided to strike out on their own after taking some group photos. They flew to Salome's Reach and are currently attempting to reach Ericsson Star, which is the most westerly point of the galaxy. This is a tricky operation given that the star density is extremely low in that area of the galaxy. To date, only 87 commanders have reached this point. Commander Overlight does say he will be publishing this route in near future for all adventurers, those that have a whopping jump range, that is. Once they get there, they will of course do the sensible thing and cross the entire galaxy to reach the most easterly point, followed by the most southerly point, and then back to Colonia with enough exploration data to expand them back to the bubble. They're mostly visiting stars on the way and looking for rarities like Wolf-Rayet stars, anything out of the ordinary. Why are they doing this? The stated reasons were to get Commander Bam's odometer up to 1 million light years, but also because, why not? But here at Hutton News, we have gained exclusive access to the real reasons behind this trip. The members of this expedition have been following up on a rumour that relates to the character known as The Lady. They have interpreted some of her ravings and cryptic statements made during her various meetings with Salome. What they believe is that visiting a specific set of stars in a prescribed sequence with a specific number of commanders in a very specific ship configuration will open up further clues from the archives of The Dark Wheel. The four brave and intrepid explorers have apparently decided to test this theory in attempt to 1. Gain absolute proof of the location of the Thargoid homeworld using very accurate location information from the Galcop archives. 2. Locate the so-called gateway to Raxler using the Thargoid homeworld coordinates, plus some other data from the Galcop archives. Those latter items the explorers have declined to share with us at this time, declaring that they want to keep it to themselves until the time is right. All we can say is, good luck, commanders, from everyone here at Hutton Orbital. You are definitely showing the spirit that is for the mug.
What, me? No, I told you I'm not doing it.
So what do you mean you're not doing it?
I'm just not. No one listens anyway.
Of course they do.
Seriously? I mean, look at the data. The truckload of systems over 60%. Everyone stopped boosting Haghole. Everything everything I said not to do last week is right there in black and white and blue and an annoying amount of red.
That's not because they don't listen. Sometimes it just doesn't go to plan, that's all.
No, honestly, they don't listen and they just wander around doing whatever they want. That squeaky voice buffoon says go there and fight Thargoids. Everyone races off. LCU wants a station evacuating. Everyone races off. You mention the chance of getting a mug and everyone falls over themselves.
Don't be daft, Lou. Sure, they do other stuff as well, but they need you to tell them what needs doing in our systems.
No, that's it. That's all you're getting from me. I'm not even going to tell you where you can check it out for yourself, because I can't do a book voice and it only sounds right in a book voice.
Well, I suppose that's right.
Just get Norma on. People listen to her.
This week, the CGs are back. Zendi Partners has called for increased deliveries of Guardian commodities in Sinuf EN-H-D11-96, the newly established hub for Guardian human technological research. If successful, the CG will unlock the ability to purchase Guardian modules at the Prospect and a Guardian tech broker at the Prospect. More details later.